Vasishtha's Yoga, translated by Swami Venkatesananda. Sage Busunda reveals how to still the agitations of the mind brought on by desires. Busunda. There was a celestial who lived on a hilltop. He was ignorant and devoted to sense pleasure, but he had adopted a religious lifestyle that would ensure a very long life. After a long time, the understanding arose in him that he should attain that state in which there was no birth or death. Having thus made up his mind, he came to me. Having duly worshipped me, the celestial asked me, quote, "These senses, O Lord, are constantly agitated with craving for gratification, and they are the source of endless pain and suffering. I have realized this, and I take refuge in your feet," end quote. Busunda replied, "You are indeed blessed, O celestial, that you are spiritually awake and you wish to uplift yourself. Your intelligence is fully awakened. Hence, I feel that you will understand my instruction effortlessly. Please listen to what I have to say. What I say is born of long experience. What appears to us as I and the other in truth is not yourself. For when you look for these, you cannot see them. The conviction that neither I, nor you, nor the world exists is conducive to happiness, not sorrow. The origin of ignorance cannot be determined. Even after considerable inquiry, we are unable to determine whether the world appearance arises from ignorance or ignorance is born of the world appearance. The two are in fact two aspects of the same thing. Whatever exists is the one infinite consciousness or Brahman. The world appearance is like a mirage, of which it can be said it is and it's not. The seed for this world appearance is the ego sense, for this tree of world appearance grows from the ego sense. The senses and their objects, the various forms of conditioning, heaven and earth with its mountains, oceans, etc., the divisions of time, and all the names and forms are different parts of this tree of world appearance. When the seed is burnt, it gives to nothing. How is the seed burnt? When you inquire into the nature of the ego sense, you realize that it's not to be seen. This is knowledge. By this fire of knowledge is the ego sense burnt. By entertaining the notion of ego sense, it appears to be and gives rise to the world appearance. When this false notion is abandoned, the ego sense disappears and self-knowledge arises. In the very beginning of this world appearance, the ego sense did not exist as a reality. Then, how can we believe in the ego sense? In the reality of I and you and duality or non-duality. Those who seriously and earnestly strive to realize the truth, after having duly received it from the lips of a preceptor and having studied it in the scriptures, easily attain self-knowledge. What appears to be the world is the expansion of one's own notions or thoughts, sankalpa. It's based on consciousness. It's an optical illusion which has consciousness for its substratum. Hence, it's regarded as both real and unreal. In the bracelet, gold is the truth, and bracelet is but an idea or notion. Thus, both the appearance and disappearance of the world illusion are but modifications of this idea. He who has realized this is disinterested in the delights of this world or heaven. This is his last incarnation. O celestial, you are that Brahman which is homogeneous and undivided and indivisible like space. You are a knower. Whether you know something or do not remain free from doubt. When you realize that you are the unborn infinite consciousness, then all ignorance and foolishness cease, and this world appearance ceases. Wherever the Supreme Brahman exists, and it is infinite and exists everywhere, that there arises the world appearance. In a blade of grass, wood, water, and in all things in the universe, the same Brahman, the infinite consciousness, exists. The nature of Brahman is indescribable and indefinable. In it, there is no other, hence it is incomparable. Hence, it's inappropriate to even talk of the nature of Brahman. That which is experienced when this ego sense ceases is the same Brahman which is attained by one in whom the ego sense prevails, when that one inquires into the nature of the ego sense. It thereupon dissolves in consciousness.